The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
A very late night for Kelly Harrington in Paris as she aims for gold. Joining me now is Ger Gilroy, who's live from Paris. Ger, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
Now, it's kind of a late night fight, isn't it?
It's the very last one on the card tonight. The boxing has moved from the arena, which was north of the Stade de France, all the way down to Roland Garros, which apparently, I didn't know that, not know this before the Olympics, but has had a long and storied tradition of having prize fights in the past. So it's not totally unusual for the French. The tennis obviously finished on Sunday when Djokovic won the singles final against Alcaraz. And yeah, Kelly Harrington, a very fitting venue for her, perhaps, to win her 101st fight of her amateur career against a Chinese fighter who has actually beaten her before. So again, I would caution everybody not to be too complacent about just expecting the gold.
Yeah, she's an awkward fighter, Chang. She's tall and tricky.
Beat Harrington one time when they fought before, although apparently Harrington did think that she'd done enough on the scorecards. It does feel like it's a very different Kelly Harrington in terms of the fighting, that her conditioning is at a level that has allowed her to dominate the final rounds. And tactically, she's at a level where the maturity of those 100 victories is fully manifest in all the fights. Like, she would have had problems with the Brazilian opponent in the semi-final the last time they fought, which was in the Olympic final in Tokyo, and there were no problems this time. It was a really dominant performance from her. I think what you saw in the aftermath of that victory was an outpouring of emotion, which is going to give her a sense of freedom heading into tonight, that she knows she's back in an Olympic final. She's done, you know, exactly what she needed to do to pay testimony to her talent and the hard work and the sacrifices that she's made. So she seems like she's in a very good place, and that's why she is favourites for the fight tonight.
Now, all eyes on the athletic track and the disappointment overnight when Ciara McGuinn announced that an Achilles problem will prevent her from competing in the 1500, which is very disappointing. But we do have two representatives there, Sophia Sullivan and Sarah Healy.
They're going in the next while in the morning session of the athletics. I think it's devastating, really, for Ciara McGuinn. We'd watched her medal at the European Championships after a brilliant performance. And she had kind of become Ireland's sweetheart a little bit with the post-race interviews and the camogie background and her emotional connection to Gerry Kiernan, who was such a brilliant and important analyst. Like, we revere our sports analysts when they reach the level of Gerry Kiernan, and her emotional connection to him and the way she spoke so openly about it had won her over, and the whole of Ireland was desperate to see her perform. But there'd just been rumours that things hadn't been going well for her recently.
And we saw it in the Diamond League race, you know, where she was down the field, and it wasn't what we expected after the Europeans. Anyway, it's terribly disappointing for her. In the 400 metres, obviously, Adeleke was sublime yesterday. There's no other word for it. But we have a second chance for Charlene Maudsley and for Sophie Becker.
Yeah, so Charlene ran a personal best. And I have to I just think it's incredible that you're able to put 3.5 years' work, or 3 years' work in this case, from Tokyo, and get the performance that you need to get. She was really unfortunate in that the way the opening round of the 400, it wasn't timed. It was done on the races and everybody goes into the repechage. Most of the other heats, she would have qualified directly for the semifinals. So it makes perfect sense for her to go out today, run another PB, and she should be fine to get into the semifinals. And then who knows what happens, you know, like if she can actually improve on her performance. There had been some talk, I know, about whether or not Sophie should run in this and save herself for the 4x400. But this is her Olympic Games and she needs to find form and she needs to be able to put in the performance on the track. And the athletes obviously know their bodies well enough to be able to make that decision. So we'll wait and see. The last news I'd heard was that she will be there. So we wish her the best. But Rashida, absolutely, in the mix zone afterwards, she was exhausted, even though she was looking around. So she obviously did the right thing, conserving that energy for tomorrow night's semi-final.
Now, we have a shot at medals in equestrian as well, because two of our riders got through the preliminaries yesterday and are due to jump any time this morning.
Well, this is going to be really nerve-wracking for them. Because they were so brilliant yesterday, you go in reverse order. So Daniel Coyle is third last, Shane Sweetenham is second last, and then there's going to be a French rider. So you can imagine what Versailles is going to be like for the last 45, 50 minutes of this. Basically, everybody goes, and the standard is obviously incredibly high. But what's happened this morning is that the first two riders out went around really fast and with no penalties. So a bit like the Kazakhstani on the pommel horse, an early score has been posted that everybody's looking at going, oh, that's very good. So we'll see. But they have a great chance. They were the second and third best yesterday. And if they can maintain that form, then I think the equestrian team had been a little bit like Daniel Whiffen saying that we're not going there to compete. We're going there because we want to win medals and we believe in ourselves. And there was great disappointment with the way the team performed in that they weren't able to get to the level they were supposed to. And there seems to have been a problem with Keane O'Connor's horse that didn't jump well.
Yeah,
yesterday
he
either.
Lost a shoe earlier and that shoe had to be replaced and that may have impacted on the performance. The Olympics, you know, they look great and with the exception of the bad and probably corrupt judging in the case of the boxing, which is a basket case this time round again, we have been relatively scandal-free. But then we read Shelly-Ann Fraser-Price was locked out of the event, which maybe is not true at all.
It's very hard to know exactly what the truth is here. There does seem to be a lot of officiousness. I don't know what the correct word is here, but like, I don't know if you saw in one of the 400 meters yesterday, somebody had it looked like a fingernail in the wrong place.
Yeah.
And one of the stewards went over and interrupted her just before it was about to take off. And you're like, come on, everybody needs to relax here. And then the full starts with the red card. The tension is high. It's fair to say the tension is high. And I think it was a mix-up about a missed bus, which brings you to the right place. And then she didn't appear. And so the conspiracy theories went into overdrive. I think she has an injury. And I think that's why, ultimately, she's out. We'll try and get to the truth of that over the next while. But not a great look.
And then people being kept on the blocks for ages and ages while they're waiting for something to happen. It's so unfair on the athletes. I mean, the adrenaline is pumping and therefore being wasted while they're being kept on the blocks.
The 100 metres in particular was... And so it's funny, at the stadium watching the 100 metres, we actually probably get less information than the TV commentators are getting because you'd expect they'd have some kind of live feed to officials explaining what's happening. But that started much later than it was supposed to, and still it produced one of the truly great races for the ages. So, very, very, very tense moment.
And I have to mention one of the greatest moments of the game so far, and that was Mondo Duplantis breaking the Olympic record, winning the gold, of course, and then going on to break the world record last night. It was fantastic.
That boy knows how to build drama and tension better than any screenwriter. So misses his first jump at the world record attempt, misses his second jump at the world record attempt. And at this stage, there's nothing else on in the stadium. There's just Mondo, his pole, and the rest of the world watching. And boom, he pulls it off. It was absolutely incredible stuff.
Well, Ger, I envy you there being in Paris for all of this great stuff. And we'll keep an eye on our screens to see how Ireland is doing throughout the morning. But Ger Gilroy in Paris, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.